Nikki's heat. Nikki's heat came about even more randomly than is usual for us. We'd processed turmeric, and I had a little extra set aside. Too much to put into one of the going jars, but not enough to fill up the smallest jar we had on hand. We'd also processed green apples, as we had discovered that they could, in fact, be a tea ingredient. I'd also blended some Baker Street blend for a different experimental combo, and had a little of that left. This meant I had a little Baker Street and a little turmeric in bowls, side by side. I kept seeing them hanging out next to each other in the tea blending space and started to wonder whether combining them was a good idea. With a little bit of encouragement from the Twitterverse, I decided to dive in and see what Brain wanted to do with it. In the end, I decided I wanted it to have some apple taste, and a bigger hit of spicy than the turmeric alone gave. So I added green apples from our oh-so-recent stock, and some smoked chili. It was pretty spectacular. After the "Whee! I made the weird thing!" glee subsided, I had to settle down to the more nitty-gritty details. Like a name. Quite often, this is the part of the process that takes the longest. I'd shown the Twitterverse a sneak peek of sorts. The 365T's hashtag got me started on taking photos of bits and pieces of the sequence of in-processed teas. This turned into a conversation about what it should be named. With one exception, we've decided our teas that have Baker Street blend as a foundation should be attached to detectives. Only makes sense, given the character that blend salutes. There were a number of different suggestions, but one individual gave me a fact that cemented the name. Richard Castle's safe word was apples. That, combined with the chili, made us decide on Nikki's Heat. Now for the basics. Nikki's Heat contains Kimun black tea, Earl Grey tea, dried green apples, dried turmeric, Russian caravan tea, and smoked chili. A batch weighs in at 3.2 ounces, making approximately 35 to 40 servings of tea. You can purchase it as loose tea, or we can make it into tea bags for you. As loose tea, it is available as a 5-serving sample, or as a full batch in a bag. As tea bags, you can choose a single tea bag, a 5-tea bag sample, or a full batch in a bag. It is available in both our personal shop and our Etsy store.